another episode of the Original Slacker Podcast, presented by Round Guys Brewing Company. I'm your host, Bill McGinney. Today, we get to chat with a really, really fun band. These guys might be my favorite podcast thus far. I gotta say, they're a lot of fun. There were Kells, a Columbus, Ohio-based band. Yeah, I know, Columbus. What's the deal, man? Ohio's pumping out some good music. Second time round, right? We got the Spirit of the Bear, and now these guys coming through. Really cool stuff. Really great indie pop sound. Something that's like a throwback. You can hear it. They describe themselves as new wave. That's not far off. It's like an old-school 80s sound with a modern, you know, tinge to it. It's a the very polished sound. It makes it's modernized for your convenience, so that way, you know, your kids can listen to it. Maybe not you yourself, depending on the age that you are listening to this right here. Hey, either way, they're a great band. They're really fun. I love these guys. I absolutely love this podcast. Just as a reminder, Round Guys Brewing Company, we have 3 locations and a lot of beer. I can imagine what I was going to say after that. A lot of beer. So, our Lansdale Pub, the original spot up in Lansdale, 324 West Main Street. Check it out. We got 16 beers on draft. We have full service menu with lunch, brunch, dinner, cocktails, wine, cider. Everything cool is up there. We have Taco Tuesdays up there. It's fun stuff. Video game, like, championship stuff up there. And over at the Underground, this place where we're having this show right here, we have music, obviously, but we also have yoga, board games. So we're kind of known for having some drag shows on the second and fourth Saturday of each month. And, you know, we get comedy in there, we get jazz night when it's not a Wednesday. Oh, by the way, this show is on 8-1, which is a Wednesday. Get your tickets now. You can get your tickets on underground.roundguysbrewery.com. Actually, you can learn out more about Round Guys just by going to roundguysbrewery.com, where you can go to the Lansdale Brew Pub, go to the Underground, and I hear that there's a new location that we're opening up in Glenside, the Glenside Ale House. The Glenside Ale House, supposedly, this is what I'm being told by a chef, is going to be exquisite Mexican cuisine. I really am looking forward to it because our chef is awesome. And this facility is awesome, and it's going to have our beer there too. It's going to be really cool. Glenside, we're coming for you. We're waving, I'm waving. You can't see how I'm waving right now. Either way, go to roundguysbrewery.com. You can learn all about this. We have all the social media links. Everyone has their own social media. Round Guys, the Lansdale Brew Pub, the Glenside Ale House, the Underground, they all have it. Just go there, check it out. Become a believer, become a follower. Without further ado, I'll stop rambling. Let's go chat with the Raquels. Joining me today on the Original Slacker Podcast are the Raquels, Tyler, Derek, Dave, and Gabe. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Bill. Hey, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, man, how's Columbus these days?
Columbus is great, but I got to tell you, we're itching to get out.
Where are you guys all headed on this tour?
We're going to the East Coast. We got 40 days on the road. We're traveling down to the Gulf, a little bit down the peninsula of Florida. We're going to New Orleans, and then up we hit, like,
Memphis, Bristol, Nashville.
Yeah, we hit those on the way up, and then we hit another couple closer to home on the end.
Middle West.
But there's a lot to cover and a lot that is new to us right now.
I mean, it sounds like a great trip coming up, man. So tell me about you guys. Who are you guys? Before the band, like, who are you guys first? Like, listeners may not be as aware is that the Raquels have a very old school sound, but it's done in a modern fashion. And to me, this sound is much more like every generation kind of has their sound. Like the 90s had alternative, 70s had that kind of southern rock sound. This kind of fits in, you know, like the 2000s with the pop, synth, indie style, which, you know, it's great. It's enjoyable. So why don't you guys first tell me a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll jump into how this came together.
Well, this is Derek. I'm an enthusiast of seaweed, Injera bread, Shania, and between those three things, I've sort of hit gold with these guys.
Yeah, it's all eclectic. I mean, honestly, like, talking about ourselves personally doesn't mean that much. I think it really all came together when I don't know if you've seen any of our photo shoots or any of our live shows or anything, but we very early on started putting on not costumes, but sort of dressing up more. It is more like sort of like the glam rock thing where you put on like a cod piece and do your hair and you become somebody completely different. And that's sort of what it is for us, stepping into a character and just not leaving that.
Stepping into a character with a cod piece and some nicely done hair. That's good. It's a good description of it. Hey, who's all the musicians here? What do you guys play?
I sing.
That's Derek. He sings, plays guitar.
Dave, I play the synth bass and then all the synthesizers.
Yeah.
Gabe, I play guitar and sing as well.
And I'm Tyler. I play drums and do like the live. I also do like a lot of the synth drums too.
Cool. Wait,
all right. I guess we're all sort of musicians.
I've never considered.
you're not running just like a GMO health stand somewhere.
Well, that'd be fun. Actually, I'm sort of rethinking this tour now. Gabe plays guitar and sings. We got two singer-songwriters in the band, Gabe and Derek. They sort of have a John Paul thing going right now.
Very nice. All right. What brought you guys to the sound?
Lots of arguments.
Yeah. A lot of we're
like
all
fist fights. You doing like arm wrestling? What got you there? Rock,
I mean,
paper,
just
scissors.
Yeah. I mean, Fight Club.
Fight Club. That's good.
But except it's all four of us, and it's just an endurance thing,
No,
yeah, like foldable chairs were involved in this, right?
Oh yeah. No, we're breaking chairs on backs, Bill. We're
great.
Really,
I love this. It's maybe my favorite band ever.
but really, I mean, we're all like really stubborn and strong headed, and we all have eclectic tastes. So it's just sort of the sum of all the parts. We have two guys who like write the songs, but the sound just like comes from all of our, all of our pasts and all everything that we like. Can't really tell you one place.
Yeah, we put together all of our favorite groups and ideas and music and all of our favorite WWE moves, and that's the Raquels.
With cod pieces and nice hair.
Can you smell what the Raquels are cooking?
So you guys know your music too. You guys know your musical history. Where'd that come from? You guys grew up with a lot of your parents or what? What drove you down to? Because I feel like you guys really do know a lot about the past.
Well, I think we come from a whole spectrum. I guess me at the bottom of the chain, no one in my family or like even distant family is remotely musical or really that interested in music. I think I just did it to sort of piss my family off.
Very punk.
No, but they're very supportive of it in spite of that, the difference.
Funny guys.
So it's I like reach out to like my friends and these guys too. That was what sort of all my friends learned me everything I know about music.
Yeah,
it was very outward for me. And then so let's see, Tyler.
I mean, really, Tyler, Gabe, and Dave. We had sort of musical upbringings, and we all like took lessons and stuff. But right now, if this isn't too embarrassing, we're in my parents' basement right now. So we're rehearsing for, these couple weeks before we go. And I got to say, like, going through my dad's old records and him just showing me everything from, the Beastie Boys to Blink-182 to Todd Rundgren and Gordon Lightfoot.
Frank Edgar was on the other night.
Yeah, my dad goes through prog phases and stuff. It's always been like, whatever was on in my home, and I just loved it all, and I just sucked it all up.
With regards to, I guess I think I was reading somewhere you guys even compared yourselves a little bit to like influences from Brian Eno, right?
Oh yeah, I can't remember who we were talking to when we said that, but so we just put out a new single today, Eye Heels, but the single before that, Cartoons, sounded very, very, very different than it did before we recorded it and released it, and what it ended up being to me was like the guys had the arrangement of it, and then I split that down the middle with like stealing straight from Brian Eno's Apollo album, a much less like cohesive and articulate version of the Apollo music, but like I was obsessed with that album right when we worked on that song, and it made a very immediate impact on me, and like it was just one of those big names that I'd heard thrown around a lot and hadn't checked out until then. And man, he's just an amazing human, very interesting.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
Who else? What other influences you guys work with in your head, not like in real life? I guess that's a terribly deliberate question. That was horrible.
Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to say what's influencing you when you're creating versus what you're listening to at the time, because you never really know where a good idea is going to come from. Like lately, or like today more specifically, even I've just been listening to the album Surfer Rosa by Pixies and this Lead Belly collection that I love and adore. Lead Belly is one of my favorite singers of all time, and it's just so great to hear someone channel so much emotion with limited instrumentation.
Yeah, you never know who you, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, you never who you're going to steal from next. I mean, that's really it. And so, you know, we can have eclectic tastes and still take pieces of Lead Belly or Bob Dylan or folk and put it into pop music, because there's still something timeless in those songs and those feelings that transcends to a modern, what we do in a sort of more modern way.
Yeah, it's all just reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
Best case scenario. I mean, Dave just came from a gospel choir gig. So like, we also... No, really. Apart from just like listening and trying a lot of different things, we also do a lot of different things. And
I
think one of the biggest things for us, at least, which is like a challenge, is I don't think any of us would say that we've found our sound. We're very much so interested in exploring all of the spaces of our potential and what we can capitalize in our strengths as individuals and as a cohesive unit.
And group. Yeah, and I think if we ever do find our sound, it'll be by accident, and not because we were trying to. And I'm sure that's true for a lot of musicians and bands.
Yeah. I think you guys definitely scaled a little better, because the songs are different. You know, they're not all the same fingerprint, I guess. But you still have the synth. The synth really comes through. And I know there's a few songs I was listening to. 1982 really jumped out at me. I felt like that was kind of a cool throwback. I like that. What was the reason? What was the thought process in making that one? What's going on there?
As our debut single.
Yeah, well, that one is a little funny because it's this is Derek. That was a song sort of left over from my group that I was playing with before the Raquels. And the Raquels existed for a few months before I was a part of it. Fast forward to me joining. They just wanted to know what songs I had lying around ready to go, because they had shows within like that month. So we were just sort of throwing things together, and that was just one of the tunes of mine that they were already familiar with and were a fan of. So we put it together and put our spin on it, and voila, it was just one of the top picks for recording our first few singles.
Now, how'd you guys find out about each other? You said you were brought into the band after those guys were they were aware of your music, right?
Yeah, I met him at a music club at university, at OSU, Ohio State University, here in Columbus.
Are you guys all OSU? Are you currently OSU students? Or
no,
are you just,
okay. I wasn't a student. I just walked in to it. Nobody asked, so I didn't say anything.
Funny enough, I wasn't a student there either at the time. When I joined, I was, but I got pretty fed up with college at a certain point. But I still liked the benefits the club had when it came to like contacts and things like that, that they offered services through the group. So we were both outcasts, I guess.
Yeah, I was just around the university for the cheap sandwiches and friends and clubs and shit. Not so much the
learning.
Right, okay.
We all had the same drives. We all had the same goals, and that's what got us to meet. Yeah. We'd
all
been
in different bands, and then we collided.
Yeah. We were in bands with people who, you know, had a different set of goals than us, and that's what brought us together more than it was. I mean, you meet so many people a day. We could have met each other, and we could have had different endings in mind, and we wouldn't be in a band together.
We're kind of a super group in that way. We all left our old bands to come together and put all of our resources together and really try and make this work.
We're kind of like a happy ending.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a happy ending with these guys every step of the way.
Hey, folks, there you go. That is the first half of the interview with the Raquels. Stay put, and you can listen to the remainder of the interview, followed by a special track by these guys for their new single, for a new album they got coming out. The Raquels, as a reminder, will be playing at the Underground, underground.roundguysbrewery.com, on August 1st. You can get tickets online through Ticketleap, or you can actually buy tickets at the door as well. Please check these guys out. These guys are a great band. They're just phenomenal musicians, and I'm really excited to see these guys come through. Looking forward to seeing you out there too. All right, guys, thanks again. Would you guys say that the open-mindedness is something that's kind of unique for the band?
What, with the massage?
I don't know. I think I count myself lucky to have such a band with everybody who has eclectic taste, and I feel free sharing, you know, my ideas or, you know, music that I like with any of these guys, and I know they'll receive it in a great way.
Well, I think, like, lucky is, like, a pretty good word for it, though.
Yeah.
We all kind of came together in a pretty serendipitous way.
Yeah.
You
know? So I don't know if that's, you know, unique to our group. I think it's one of the strengths of our group.
I feel like it may be unique to your group. I'm not in a way that no one else does it. But there's many, many bands out there, many acts that they don't have. They might have someone who's a little more bullheaded in the center, or they might be just very similar in backgrounds or background styles. But you guys seem to bring in all different backgrounds musically and different influence musically. And you guys are always out there seemingly challenging yourself to understand different sounds and different music. And I personally think that's how you make great bands. It's how you make great anything, is through diversity of thought.
Yeah, we are pretty great. I like that. Thank you.
But we run the band pretty democratically, and sometimes it means, you know, we're butting heads and we're figuring things out. But that's
why you have folding chairs.
Exactly. We just break them over a couple people's backs and come to a decision. The ends justify the means, and I think you're right. Like, our ending products, I'm so much happier with them because we all care about, you know, what goes into them.
Right. Yeah. How long you guys been together?
Going on 2 years.
Yeah. So it's been about 2 years, and a lot of that's been like writing and recording and dreaming, and then all the things that get in between with life. We all have pretty much full-time jobs. It takes up half of our day, and the other half we devote to this. And just to give you some perspective, what the you know, almost 40 shows that we're playing while we're out will be more than the amount of shows that we've played for our entire career in this band. So we haven't done too much. We've been very careful until now, and now we're taking a dive into something that none of us have ever really done before. So, you know, you spend 2 years together and not have an experience of a tour, those 2 years don't mean shit, you know? We're going to something completely different, and we're doing more in 40 days than we've done in, you know, 700, I'm not good at math, 750.
Something like that.
Can you edit that with the proper number?
Yeah, please. I'm a musician. I'm just a drummer. I can only count to four.
I mean, you know, provided you guys are open-minded, easygoing, and have a lot of pot, I think you can get through anything. That's
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Family friendly.
Yeah, we're. I think we're pretty resilient, and there's nothing on the road that'll, you know, get in our way that we can't overcome.
Right. I will just edit that last section.
Look what you're doing to us, Bill. Yeah, so we'll be fine. We're a little scared, but we'll be fine.
Usually I have a question segment, stupid questions.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, I usually do. I don't have one right now because I just didn't have time to pull it together.
Dang it, Bill.
Bill, can I ask you a stupid question?
You can ask me many stupid questions.
Okay, here's one big one. This was been our biggest argument about the tour lately. So, three of the four of us work for a sign shop, a vinyl shop, so we can, like, make signs or vinyl that, you know, gets applied to vehicles or commercial vehicles. And so we're renting a van for this tour, and we're all terrified that someone's going to, like, break into our van and take all of our things. So we're trying to think of a fake business to, like, cut out of vinyl and put on our van that would be the least appealing van to break into. Like, no one would even want to, like...
Why bother break into this van? Yeah.
What do you think would be, like, the least appealing van to break into?
Oh, man. I saw someone out there recently. They had a business that I couldn't believe someone actually made. I forget what the hell it was. But it was, like, the bottom, like... feet for chairs or something like that.
Oh my gosh, that is so great. They just, that's what they did.
Yeah, that's what they did. And I'm sure that they love their job, and I'm sure that they love their career. Yeah, man, if you can come up with something retarded like that.
Oh, man, what would the name of that business be? Like, what, Best Foot Forward?
Feet for there you chairs. Go, perfect. They all you need to do is put like a
feet
chair.
Feet flat on the ground? I don't know. Oh, that's great.
You guys have a graphic designer too, right?
Yeah, well, we can get somebody who can do the branding for us. Don't worry. I like that. If we do that, we'll send a picture to you, Bill.
Oh, please. I want to see this, man. That'd be great.
Thanks for the help.
All right, Tyler, Derek, Dave, Gabe, really appreciate you guys spending some time today. Thanks again. You guys will be playing at the Underground on August 1st, which is a Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I usually don't get that right. I usually have to look at my notes a few times. But yeah, thank you again for coming on the show. Looking forward to seeing it, and good luck with the tour. Hopefully you guys are still on. Trying to get out of the tour. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Like nothing's going on. I know you hate it when I talk like that. So stop me when I'm wrong. After the romance, after the sun sets into a dark night, groping fingers, give me the money, give me the answers, give me your ideas, put on your right heels. I don't need anything, give me one more. 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 Consumption and there's no release, but you pick up your phone. You know I think there's something wrong with me. Think you can meet me here. Oh, stop after the romance, after the sun sets into a dark night.
That was the worst impression I've ever done.
That's why Tyler always loses.